If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Graham Evans is the Selwyn Hut Owners Association Chair. The Selwyn Huts, a community with a century-long history, facing uncertainty about its future despite its idyllic setting by Lake Ellesmere. And Graham tells us that his grandfather purchased the hut there in 1923. So he's the third generation owner. In his youth, he spent summer weekends boating, playing tennis, and enjoying the freedom of the country surroundings. The community was administered by a board and a committee for 114 years, a board and then a committee, which via a deed of license with an annual charge managed the budget to pay for maintenance, a caretaker, and future expenditure. Now, the Selwyn District Council did back on the 13th of March, set up a full council meeting to discuss the deed of license. And I'm reading from the Star News, published, the story also published in the ODT from the 14th of March, so the day after that meeting. And it tells us that Hutt residents packed the public gallery at the Selwyn District Council chambers, some pleading their case to continue living on the Crown-owned land indefinitely. But it did, they tell us, little to change the minds of councillors. By June 30, 2039, all residents will now have to leave the settlement and remove all huts and other structures. So joining us now to talk about this is Graham Evans. Graham, thanks for coming on RCR.
Thank you.
Okay, so quite a long history there, back to the early 20s for your family. So why do they want you gone?
Well, they're looking at climate change as being the main reason. The main reason they are giving us is that they would like to terminate our existence out there due to the rising water level waters.
Is the water level rising? Have you noticed that?
No, I know. And predictions are that it will rise in the next 100 years, but there's been no remarkable change over the time that I've been going out there.
I believe that their view is based on computer modelling. Is that correct?
Correct.
What do you think of computer modelling, Graham?
Well, you can only go from history, and history shows that there's likely to be a bigger change than what they're predicting. So I think the council's picking the higher rising than the general term that the graph is showing. So we're looking at a 100-year plan for a raise of 0.1 to 0.2 metres, and that should not have an impact on our thatches.
It sounds like there might be other reasons that they don't want you there, because computer modelling is very uncertain. I've spoken to experts, global experts on climate regards computer modelling, and they all say it really can't be seriously used as anything to make policies or moves like this at all.
Well, the other input is that when the settlement was set up, They started with more like army huts, and then it's developed. And the other concern they have is the likelihood of fire spreading throughout the area.
What, between dwellings or bush or what?
No, between dwellings.
Is that a fair enough thing?
Well, we've had two fires that I can recall in the 75 years I've been going out there, and both were contained within the one dwelling. One did scorch the side of one other dwelling, which has now been repaired, and the ones that are burnt have been rebuilt.
So are you buying that argument?
Well, they are now wanting to put in an inspection for all the huts to see that they comply with, and I'm sure the distance between the huts, if you looked at it in today's standards, they wouldn't match.
Yeah, I think you were worried about sort of invasive inspections, right? So what do they want to do exactly?
Well, in their report, they had identities that, or an idea that some of the batches weren't able to be lived in. They were not up to the standard of being lived in, but I'm not buying that one.
Yeah, it seems, though, that the councillors weren't swayed at that meeting.
They weren't at all.
So where are they getting their information from, do you think? Because these are just, these aren't experts at all.
Well, that's a good question. Well, we've had, this situation's been going on since 2011 when the Selwyn District Council took over. We've tried many times to talk with our councillors, and they have a set feeling that we shouldn't be there.
But why? Are they jealous?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, you know, if computer modelling is flimsy, if the concern about the dwelling spacing through fire risk is a stretch, there must be a reason somewhere.
Well, the other input is that we have our own sewer scheme, and we've paid for that. In 1987, that was designed and put into an area which we acquired from the government through the council, and that's a border dike system. Now, that consent ran out with the regional authority in 2000, and the Selwyn District Council have got an extension till June the 30th this year. So they are now forced to look at what options they had to take the sewer away. And they came up with a scheme that put a pipeline and it piped it through to the Pines area in Burnham. Now, that has not started. The consent hasn't been agreed on, and we're being asked to pay for $2 million of that pipeline.
How many of you are there?
There's 96 dwellings.
Okay, so the sewer that was, what, put in the 80s, did you say, mid to late 80s?
Yes.
Is that not fit for purpose anymore?
No, and the reason for that is they're concerned if the lake flooded, the area around where we are could cause spillage. So ECAN have said, no, we can't continue using that.
Is that such a disaster, a one-off?
How do you mean by one-off?
Well, you know, so there might be a lake flooding and it might cause a bit of sewerage to go out into the lake. Is that their worry?
Yes.
How bad is that really? I mean, sewerage pours out into our harbour in Wellington all the time when something's up. And, you know, no one falls about, you know, having a crisis.
Well, we wouldn't like to see any pollution going.
No, I know. It's not ideal, but things happen, right?
Yeah.
And that can be used to strong arm.
Yes.
So that's really what I'm trying to get to. I'm just trying to work out why they really don't want you there. It sounds like, you know, all these reasons I can kind of see, you know, them pushing, but it feels like they just don't want you there.
If we knew the reason, that would be something that we could address, because the input is, and you mentioned 2039, that's the end of the term. Yeah. They haven't told us what they want to use the building, the area for. We suspect that they will use it for freedom camping, because once they've got toilets there, they've got tennis courts, they've got playground. We're obliged to remove our huts, and if we don't, they're putting a bond on it as from the next deed of license, and they believe that $5,000 will be what each dwelling would have to pay towards the removal if we walked away. It gets worse and worse.
How did they arrive at 2039?
They believe that they can let us go out for another 15 years, but it's renewable every 5 years.
Oh, okay. So they could actually drop the hammer earlier than that.
Oh, yes. And if they do this inspection and they find that our hut doesn't live up to the standard that they've set, then they give us 12 months to verify or to improve, put improvements in. And if we haven't done that within 12 months, we could be gone within 12 months.
So do you feel like it's just a constructed situation to get you out?
Yes.
The cost of the wastewater system, is that a showstopper for you people?
Well, it's a big concern because we're not on the district-wide rates for water and sewer. The whole pipeline is being set up to cover Leeston Township. The whole cost of the pipeline is just over $35 million. Now, the Leeston area is being covered by the district-wide rates for water and sewer. But because we're ring-fenced, we're having to be expected to pay for that 2 million portion, and then they've calculated because it could last for 50 years plus, we'll only be there for 15 years maximum. Yeah,
so what's the point?
Yeah, well, the whole thing's a nightmare.
So that's designed, that's the force function, that, isn't it, to get rid of you?
Oh, yes. Yes, everything they've put in place or are putting in place is it terminators.
Is it the councillors or the council officers, do you think?
Well, the council lawyers are the ones that are making the call. They're the ones that voted.
Yeah, but who's feeding them?
Well, the council staff are feeding them, but the 174-page document was raised by Tim from the Selwyn District Council. He's an employee, Tim Harris. Right.
So he's an employee, not an elected member.
No, he's an employee, and he put together the paper, which was submitted to the council. They got access to it on the 10th of March, and they voted for it on the 13th of March.
Is that long enough to consider?
Not at all. I asked for another month to consider the deed of license so we could actually come back and talk to them on it, and they had not agreed on that. But
So they get it 3 days before they decide on it from this person who's not elected.
No, the person's an employee of the council.
Yeah, but he's kind of driving policy.
Yes, but you see, the other thing you're talking about at some of the other areas, they're offering compensation. There's no compensation being offered to us. We're expecting, there's people living there that they've got no way of going anywhere else. And if they pull a plug on them, there's a real concern. That's really what I'm fighting, because they've put all their money into it.
So what happens next?
Well, they've called a meeting in April. And at that meeting, we will be faced with the next input from the council. We need more time to discuss the deed of license, because the deed of license is a big document. We are expected to be signing that by the end of May and put in place by the end of June.
Right. Yeah.
So my input will be, we need more time to get a full understanding of what this is meaning to us.
And are you hearing anything sympathetic back at this stage?
We've got a website set up for complaints, but I got an email, quite lengthy email this week, saying that if I had an issue with stress, then I should get in touch with my doctor or else ring the helpline. Now, that's not much help.
What?
From council. That's not much help from a council, is it?
Is that how they think about it, is it?
Yes.
You're some kind of idiot who's out of control, can't control your emotions, and could collapse with some mental issue any day now. Is that how they think about you, do you think?
Well, it's a worry, and I think that they're putting pressure on us to want us to make us.
That's so condescending. It's like you're some kind of moron, you know, with respect. I'm not calling it that, but is that their attitude?
Well, they're seeing us as lower citizens, and they're not treating us like by like. That's a concern I have. I believe that we have not had a fair enough hearing. The council hasn't listened to us. I've been to the council three times since 2011 to discuss why aren't we on the district-wide rates for sewer and water. And
they can't tell me.
They can't tell me that. That's the answer I want. There's no reason. They do vote. They vote us not to be on it.
Well, that's not helpful.
No.
It does seem to be part of a pattern, though, that's happening around the place.
It's a shame, isn't it?
You know, there's no respect for the history, is there?
No, and it's an area which we need to preserve. It's got historic status. And well, it's not a historic place, but it's got a lot of history.
We've heard already, specifically from Kapiti area, that as part of this managed retreat kind of system, and you may be experiencing this right now, that people are having things put on their LIM reports highlighting this, you might say, constructed threat of sea level rise, let's say, and it has been affecting and eroding property values.
Yes.
Has that happened to you?
No, well, we can't find, and they couldn't tell us whether any LIM reports We had recent purchases there, and they had gone through their lawyers, but they didn't have a LIN report. So the council was asked directly, can you tell us when LIN reports were available for the sale on huts? And they said, no, they couldn't tell us. Didn't know.
Okay. And they're the ones who produced the LIN reports.
That's correct. So what's happening now is one or two of us are asking for our LIN report, and we're going to see what's on them.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on, Graham Evans, Selwyn Hut Owners Association Chair, and we'll be interested to hear what the next sort of chapter of this is.
Thank you for your time.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day in life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.